magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, August 16th, 2017. Two special guests in the studio, and it's kind of a happy, sad time for me, Melanie. I'm thinking, wow, I don't know how many times over the years you've been interviewed and been a part of, well, some of your faith journey. Gosh, we go back even to when we did that Passion of the Christ and all those volunteer efforts. In fact, I don't know, some weeks back, I found that whole notebook that I had with the dozens of people we are scheduling daily to be for all the times. Anyways, we have Melanie Jackson. She's a part of CU at Home, now officially known as the founding partner because you just passed over the baton to our other special guest, Rob Dahlhaus, who's now acting as the executive director. And so we're going to share a little of the story. But tonight at 6:30 here at the Great News Radio Center, we're going to have a special film and discussion about CU at Home, and we'll talk a little about that. But if you're listening to the re-airing, you could still zip over here to the Great News Radio Center and be a part of things, because I'm sure there'll be room to accommodate. But come on out, those of you that are listening to the morning edition of Mark and Friends, 6:30 tonight to the Great News Radio Center. Lots of free parking here at Lincoln Square. We're in Unit 112 right across from the food court. And at 6:30, we'll begin talking about the film, and then we'll show it, and then there'll be some open discussion afterwards. And because of CU at Home and the impact it's having locally here throughout the Champaign-Urbana area, they need an executive director to carry on the vision that Mel has had for this for, what, seven? How many years?
Yeah, about six and a half.
Six and a half years. And I even know that story I shared with people who were saying, share some of your memories about Mel and the history. I said, if you want to get her fired up, ask her about her trip to Israel and feathers and God's confirmation and different things where he's led you. So how do you want to introduce Rob? Because I know you've been working with him, training him, helping him take a hold of the reins and catch your vision. And he has his own passion and heart for doing this. But how would you introduce him to our Great News Radio listener?
Well, the Lord really has had this idea of me transitioning away from CU at Home for several years. And he opened the door for me to go to Colorado earlier this year. And we spent almost 5 months last year looking for someone to be a partner with me in the ministry. And we actually did a national search. We flew a couple people in and did Skype interviews and just looked and looked and looked. And then it ended up being Rob right here in our own backyard. He has experience with this population, was actually the director of the local Time Center for a couple of years. So we got him hired about 1 year ago. It was September of last year to be the managing director to work with me. And then this February, when the Lord opened the door for me to go to Colorado, it was a pretty easy decision that Rob would be the one to carry the mantle into the future.
So Rob, you've obviously taken on this assignment, but there's probably a lot more to the story. Some of the people that have been influential in your life. I know your lovely wife, Jess, and your children. I think you said three in like 2 months or three, 6 months?
Yep, 6 months. 3 years and 6 months.
3 years and 6 months. Yep. So are you sleeping okay? How is that all entering into this new assignment and the work you're going to be doing?
I can tell you, my children are actually absolute blessings from God, because both of them, knock on wood, have slept through the night since they were about 3 months old. So that's great for me. It's more obviously great for my wife as well. But yeah, the journey over the last 11 months, 12 months has been, you know, nothing short of divine intervention. I was the supervisor at the Time Center for a couple years, and when I first found out about the position of managing director, I was feeling good. I didn't really feel that there was a need to be looking for anything else. And you know, as the months went on, I was struggling with some different things, and I had the job description that Melanie had given out at a local meeting, and I remember looking at it and just feeling this call that, you know, maybe I should do something about this. And so I took it home, showed it to my wife, and literally the words after she read it were, "Rob, this job description was written for you." And that kind of hit me and kind of got me, you know, moving in that direction. And as Jess has through my, I'll say, my professional career, 6 years ago I graduated college and kind of began the professional part of my life, but she's been there and supportive through every job, from working part-time at Menards to being the supervisor supervisor at the Time Center, and now here at CU at home. It's just, she's been an incredible base of support for me with that professionally.
And with your college education, did you feel like a calling to go into social services? Did you feel like at the age of 13, I asked Jesus into my heart and suddenly I was giving sandwiches to homeless people? Did God kind of do a whole shift and said, nope, this is where I'm taking you now?
More the latter than the former. Mm-hmm. I've for years, I've felt this desire to help people. And I didn't really know what help meant, didn't really know what that looked like, but I've always had this desire to help people, to listen, to, I've thought about going into counseling long term. And so in college, I actually studied psychology, so I have a bachelor's in psychology. And after college, I didn't really know what am I supposed to do with that. I kind of felt like society as a whole was telling me, go get this degree, and then these great jobs and, all this money will just come at you. And that wasn't God's plan for me. It was more of a humble beginning. And so, again, 6 years ago, I was working part-time at Menards in the outside yard. And through these 6 years...
You probably loaded up some mulch for me.
I probably did.
Fertilizer for the garden or something.
The heavy blocks, the bricks in the back of trucks, all of that. Yeah. That was me. Boards, all of it. It was me. And I remember sitting there in the mezzanine as part of the break room, and kind of wondering at one point, God, what's going on? What are you doing? What's your plan here? Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed a lot of parts of that job, but I felt like there was more. I felt like there was more I could be doing for the community, for other people. And over these 6 years, He's allowed me to do that. I can tell you that if 6 years ago, me walking down, walking across the stage, getting my degree, if somebody had told me, hey, Rob, in 6 years, you're going to be working with the homeless population, you're going to be working with folks in poverty every single day, and you're going to be working with them to help them better their lives, I got to be honest, I don't know if I would have, if I would have thought that would happen. I thought, I'd probably think, man, that doesn't sound right. But it goes to show that, God has a plan that's bigger than and better than ours ever could be. And I have seen that so many times over these last few years, especially over the last year. And my mom always used to tell me, being in the center of God's will is the best place to be. Right. It's not going to be easy all the time, but that's the best place. And I feel like He's called me to something bigger and called me here and been priming me for that over these past few years.
Yeah, I can testify. It's always great to be in that tension of having to lean into God. Mm-hmm. And yet, as you do that, and I've seen it through this radio ministry for 21 plus years, that exciting things happen because you see, okay, God, unless you show up, I don't know how this is going to work or how this will fit together. Yeah. And God desires to have us have that tension where there's faith involved. It's like, okay, Lord, I don't know how this is going to work. I'm not exactly sure, but I'm going to trust in You. So He wants that. Mm-hmm. And yet He kind of wants us to also testify to, now let me share how God answered this prayer, provided and did so. Now, what was your own personal faith journey? Did you come to Christ at an early age? Were there mentors nurturing you along? Or was it just nobody but God's Word just came alive? What was that transformational work that God did that brought you to a point where, okay, Lord, I'll follow You? Even as you look back now, thinking 6 years ago, you wouldn't be maybe in this ministry, but God's leading you into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have grown up in church, been to church since I was born, basically, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And it wasn't until I was 13 that I realized that there was still something missing and that I hadn't made it real for myself. And so, I accepted Christ at 13. And since then, that journey has kind of been a journey of finding the faith for myself. What does that look like? What does it really mean to have that personal relationship with Christ, to lean on Him all the time, even in the difficult times? So that journey has taken on a new form, especially since graduating college and really struggling with wondering, what am I supposed to be doing? Where do I fit in His plan? Where do I fit in this community, in this world? And again, He's just strengthened my faith so incredibly much over the last 6 years, especially over the last year with Him showing up and letting me know, like, hey, I've got this under control. Mm-hmm. I love my wife will probably attest to this. I love having control. I love kind of being in control and feeling like I know what's going to happen.
Like most men.
Like, well, sure, yeah. I've had to let that go quite a bit. And one thing that keeps coming to my mind, and I can't remember who said it to me, but God will give us enough light for the step that we're on. He doesn't promise us to give us the whole staircase. And there's been so many times in my life where I felt like, man, if I could just see that whole staircase, if I could just see where I was going, I'd be so good. Yeah. But then my faith wouldn't increase at all. Mm-hmm. And so God's just been working in my life to kind of show me that, to find ways to increase my faith. And then, like you talked about earlier, when you're struggling through whatever the struggle is, when you're going through something that's hard and you feel like you have nothing left, at the end of the day, you can point people to Christ. You can point people to Father and say, this was the reason. This was the reason why I was successful. It had nothing to do with me. It had nothing to do with anybody else. It was all about Him, and we can glorify Him through that. And that is so cool.
In case you're just tuning in, we have two people in the studio here. The new executive director of See You at Home, Rob Dahlhaus, and he's the one sharing some of his testimony. And also the former founder and executive director, Mel Jackson, Melanie Jackson, beloved by so many that have known her, and her passion for this ministry and her passion for the Lord and her desire to serve and literally sell all and be available. And she's planning a transition now. In fact, it's in the process and we'll be heading to Colorado. And so, Mel, I do want to ask how our listeners can be praying for you, but also point out that a week from this Saturday on August 26th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the First Christian Church over on Staley Road, West Champaign, there's going to be kind of a farewell or an open house style to come and go and greet you and pray you up and thank you for your service to this area. But it's kind of bittersweet, I guess, as you're thinking through all that the Lord's done with you in this area and yet looking also forward to what He's going to do in the days ahead. But how can our listeners, first and foremost, pray for you? And then what would you say in light of being in this role these 6.5 or so years, how they can pray for Rob? And then we're going to ask Rob also what he hopes to accomplish in the days ahead.
Well, right now I would ask for prayers as I transition to Colorado. One pretty simple thing is I don't have a place to live yet, which is a little more than ironic. So I'm praying for some believers to take me into their home for a while, get me through the winter. So that's one prayer request, and kind of a bigger one than that, because I know God's going to get me a place to live. I mean, He's been so faithful to do that through the years of this ministry. The other thing is He's called me to a time of rest, and specifically to a time of not looking for work, for a ministry or employment to get involved with, not carrying a resume, not looking online, not going that direction, but waiting on Him to bring it to me. And I would ask for prayer that I don't get anxious and just go after something that I'm not supposed to. I really think that this period of rest is going to be the most difficult thing I've ever gone through in my life to not do, but just be. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you know my story about the Urbana 93 missions experience, but basically I had determined that this was going to be a sabbatical. I went out to Arizona and said I wasn't going to take any job offers. In fact, in my mind, I said it wouldn't be till April 1st. I was kind of taking a semester off and was very determined, reading the Bible, connecting with family. Mm-hmm. And I got a call from somebody that said there was a position opened, and I said, no, I'm really not candidating. I'm not looking for a job or anything. I covenanted it. You know, I don't know how I'd actually spell that because I had a couple extra EDEDs. But basically, I said nothing till April 1st of that year. And I said, but when would this position start? And he said, April 1st. And I thought, I know that's for me. That's going to be my job. And I didn't say anything, but, anyways, that
Absolutely.
Was kind of neat. So I think God will honor, your desire
Absolutely.
And your passion. And I want to point out before we have Rob share some of his prayer requests and some of the things that you think would be helpful for listeners to know about the ministry work. Tonight at 6:30, you all can come out and meet Rob. You're going to be also here tonight.
Yep, we'll both be here.
So both of them will be here at the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square. At 6:30, we'll begin with a film and discussion. It's a documentary that Philip Gioia, who was a little internship, he volunteered some years ago with the radio ministry. In fact, his dad is part of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe and a part of the It's a Wonderful Life. But they put this documentary together, kind of capturing the essence, the ministry, testimonies, the founding of it, how it serves. What would people expect if they show up at 6:30 tonight?
Yeah, we want you to come on out and see this film. It's actually won several national and international awards. It's very good quality, the videography part of it, but it really will open your eyes to some of the things that you haven't thought about with folks that don't have a place to stay. And it'll also maybe give you some ideas about how you could get involved with See You at Home, or maybe something, even if you live in a small community, how you could get involved there. We really want it to be a catalyst for you to see how God worked in one way through my life to develop this, to give you encouragement when you hear God calling you to do something. He will provide. He's going to take care of you and of the people that you're hoping to reach out to. He is faithful, and you're going to find that through this film.
Yeah, it's going to be basically a testimony of somebody surrendering to God, which could be all of us, and then being available and then saying, okay, Lord, if this is what you're calling me to do, then provide and orchestrate and put it together. And so they'll be encouraged, because that could be them as they relinquish control or as they open their arms and say, okay, Lord, however you want to guide and direct. And so you've been sensing that, Rob. Do you have yet some vision for the future? Is it too early for you to know exactly how you want to lead it forward or take the baton from Mel and fine-tune or new initiatives? Is there something that we could be aware of to be praying for yet? Or is it something like, you know, Mark, it's day-to-day as I learn, as I fit in this new role?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. One thing that I would say on that is just to be praying that our staff and the community just continue to support us, to support what we're doing. The population that we work with, the folks that we serve, just have been beat down, for lack of a better term, and just the most vulnerable. That's what we talk about in our mission. And so I just, to be in continued prayer for them and for us as we continue this mission. I know that anytime there's a transition like this, or just a great big change like this, there's always the possibility for the folks involved to be vulnerable. And, you know, attacks can come from the devil in all directions. And so I would just ask for prayer against that, you know, against those arrows, and that we would come together and get stronger. We're going to continue to do everything that Melanie's worked hard to put in. We're not going to. One of the reasons we work so hard to keep community funding as a central funding source is that we don't have any mission creep. We stay on mission, and one thing that we're working to really integrate into the ministry is how do we, with each thing we do, with each thing we say, how do we point people to the Father? How do we you know, talk to folks about that? How do we talk to them about a relationship with Christ, and just being available and being open to have that conversation. One other initiative that we're working on that's kind of started up last year was a pilot winter shelter for men, an emergency shelter over the winter. And that's something that we feel the folks that are using that facility, those are the most vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we as a staff and we as a board are committed to coming up with a plan to figure out how we could serve the community and how we could provide that service for the long term, 365 days a year. And so that's something that's in process right now, just trying to look at what that looks like and how we can make that happen.
And so if a listener comes out tonight at 6:30, will there be maybe a sign-up sheet or something, like, mm-hmm. I want to volunteer, or I want to find out more? You'll have time during the question and answer session after they view the film. And it's called The Phoenix, Hope is Rising, and maybe you haven't stopped by The Phoenix in the last few months, but you've had your grand opening, and it's fully functioning, operational, but you're always looking for volunteers and helpers mm-hmm. to do everything from clerical to just being with those that show up playing games. I know you've had some music ministry going on over there, and you know, somebody that may train some computer skills mm-hmm. to some of these people. I mean, yes. It's a whole variety of things. So people mm-hmm. tonight, if they come out to the Great News Radio Center at 6:30, they can ask questions, get to know both of you, watch the film, and see what role God may have for them. What else? Say somebody's listening and they can't make it tonight, but they feel a stirring in their heart to support you. Is there a website or a phone number, or how should they get in touch, or where would they mail a check?
Yeah, all great questions. So if anybody is interested, has questions like that, they can email me. It's Rob, R-O-B, at cuathome.us. That's Rob at cuathome.us. I'd be happy to answer any of those questions. If somebody's interested in donating, financially supporting us in that way, they can mail a check, P.O. Box 8816, Champaign, Illinois, 61826.
Okay, 88, P.O. Box 8816, Champaign, Illinois, 61826.
26.
Yep. Better yet, just come out tonight, 6:30. To the Great News Radio Center. We're located at Lincoln Square. Just walk into the mall. You can't miss us. It's the big God Listens You Can Too sign out in front mm-hmm. with two big bay windows. We're right across from the food court. You'll see the ping pong tables out. We're right across from that. Mm-hmm. And we'll be gathering at 6:30 tonight. Is there a website in our closing couple seconds? Maybe they can stop by in case they can't make it.
Absolutely. Yep. CUathome.us. www.CUathome.us.
And don't forget, if you can't come out tonight, there's also a showing at the Harvest Moon Drive-In this Sunday. What time is that?
Gates open at 7:30 and the film at dusk.
So dusk time at the Harvest Moon Drive-In in Gibson City, Illinois, right on Route 47. So, well, thank you for being available. We look forward to helping host this tonight. I'll be here, so come out and meet Mel. Give her a big hug. Welcome Rob to the ministry and to the community. Of course, you've been here for a while, but to the new position
Absolutely.
As Executive
yes.
Director mm-hmm. of See You at Home. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made. I noticed on the earth, in heaven, now proclaimed. I know up in heaven, you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child.